A packed crowd of about 250 residents filled the gymnasium in the Mount Vernon Village Schoolhouse. The turnout was impressive for a town whose population is less than 2,400. The town meeting began, as it does every year, with a pledge and a prayer. Two and a half hours later, residents were almost through voting on over 200 line items on its $1.8 million budget. But minutes before getting to the renaming of Jew Pond, a fire alarm sounded. Voters evacuated the building, but instead of going home, they huddled in the parking lot under the glare of national TV cameras. The unexpected intermission gave them more time to talk about the most controversial article on the warrant.
That's what I called it all these years. I never even knew it had a name.
Oh, Pond by the Post Office.
It is. It's the Pond by the Post Office.
More a waterlogged piece of parcel than pond, the tiny fishing spot has no markers designating its title. Most people never realized that government maps labeled it Jew Pond until a town inspector announced he was closing the pond because of toxic levels of algae. When a public notice went up, it triggered a litany of complaints among residents who often get testy.
Robert Neighbor, long-term resident, Mount Vernon for 60 years.
And what do you think about the request for a name change?
It should stay the same. Keep the old name. Who cared until it showed up on a map that nobody reads? How about Christian Hill? We ought to rename that then. I don't think it's offensive.
Once back inside, several residents lined up to air their views.
Bill Archibald, Bachelor Road, Mount Vernon. I said I had mixed emotions about changing the name of the pond because I'm actually originally grew up here in Mount Vernon. But I talked to two people that were Jewish this morning because to them, as I said, does sound like the N-word to you? And they said, to us, yes, it does. And I did not realize how much it did offend them. So I think that renaming the pond is a good idea.
Molly Straub, Horton Road. I'm Jewish. Because the name Jew Pond is a remnant from a discriminatory period in the history of our town, and because it is clear that some residents and visitors find it offensive, I support changing the name of the pond as an outward demonstration of Mount Vernon's commitment to being a welcoming and inclusive community. Thank you.
The history Straub referred to surrounds a large hotel. In the 1920s, it sat on a panoramic perch, not far from the pond. At one time, a couple of Jewish attorneys from Boston ran the hotel, and some residents think the name Jew Pond got its foothold then as a derogatory remark. A previous hotel owner did not allow Jewish people to become guests. That type of discrimination wasn't unusual for its time. But more than 80 years later, most Mount Vernon residents want to put any history of bigotry behind them. In a secret ballot, the majority voted to petition the United States Geological Survey to change the name. It might become Carlton Pond, Frog Pond, Serene Lake. Ideas are up for grabs. The Board of Selectmen will decide later how to come up with a suitable name. Now this rural enclave of New Hampshire can settle back into its natural rhythm of barn dances, spaghetti suppers, and Christmas socials, and keep its private affairs private. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.